Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Moments away from tip-off here. Lights are out. It is a show here at the Moda Center for the starting lineups. And for that, let's go down to Mark Mason at the scorer's table. Mark Mason, a former Bay Area DJ.
Forward 6'9 from Wake Forest, the Chief has arrived. Number 8, Al Farouk Camino. And forward 6'9 from St. John's, number 4, Maurice Harkless. At center, 7'1 from Illinois, number 11, Myers Leonard. At guard, 6'3 from Lehigh, number 3, C.J. McCollum. And at guard, 6'3 from Weber State, wearing the letter O, Damian Lillard.
So they're the starters for Terry Stotts Ball Club. Lights are flickering throughout here at the Moda Center. We're getting set for what should be an interesting start. And Jim, you mentioned about getting off to a good start. The atmosphere in this building is Oracle-like. It's electric right now. And you know that that's going to feed the Portland attack. How do the Warriors survive the first couple of minutes here?
They've got to have poise, Tim. This team, as I said, they were better in the regular season than the Warriors at 32-9. And in the series, they won over OKC, 3-0 at home, 2-1 at home against Denver. So they play much better out here. We remember a couple of years ago, Damian Lillard got 54 against the Warriors on this court right here. So they get pumped up. They know they are desperate, backs against the wall. They cannot afford to lose and get behind 3-0 in the series.
And of course, with the starting lineups tonight, a change for the Warriors. Damian Jones starting at 5, and Myers Leonard starts for Portland at center. He's expecting his ball club to bounce back.
We're going to be okay. Nobody's going to hang their head. We got a great leader in Damian who will, I guarantee you, refuse to let that happen. We will, as a team, take the mature approach. How can we be better? What do we do well? And what do we got to do in game 3 to protect home court? And then in game 4, once again, protect home court, because they did, honestly, what they were supposed to. Is this thing? Yeah, we could have had a win here in Oakland. But they made plays down the stretch, and that's just all there is to it. Doesn't mean we're not getting a team to beat them.
Myers Leonard to the Portland Trailblazers. Zach Zarba is the lead official. The crew chief, David Guthrie and Pat Frey, are the other two. Kevin Scott is the alternate tonight. Warriors in traveling blue with gold trim. The Bay Bridge blue in a sea of gold with gold numbers, gold letters down the backside. Golden State going left to right on your radio dial. Portland in white uniforms with a red and black sash across the front. Slash right down, left to right. Black numbers, black letters. On the backside says Blazers on the front. Everybody standing here at the Moda Center. Zach Zarba will throw it up. And the opening tip swatted back by Myers Leonard. And the ball will end up in the hands of Damian Lillard. We're underway. Lillard met by Klay Thompson. Picks up the dribble and now feeds Mo Harkless. Harkless to Leonard. Leonard spacing the floor of the right wing. Hand off to Lillard. They double him all the way out to midcourt. Bounce pass to Harkless down the lane to the rim. Squeezes up, no good. A whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Leonard for pushing off Draymond Green inside. And Golden State gets the benefit of the first whistle tonight. Now Leonard had a grab, but he had a grab of the arm on Draymond, and that's where the foul came in.
Well, you know they're going to be aggressive.
Curry down the right sideline. They try to ice him there. Off the screen, Curry cross court to Draymond Green. Draymond Green dribbles, backdoor cut. Curry makes a great catch. One-hander falling out of bounds, doesn't go. And the rebound to Aminu. Aminu to Lillard wearing those bright green kicks again, the ones you can see from space. Now coming down the near side, Damian Jones picks up a foul, so the two centers in the first 43 seconds have picked up personal fouls.
You're asking a lot of Damian Jones if you say go about 6 or 8 feet beyond the three-point line to pick up Lillard and help. Tough for him to recover.
I think that's what they want him to do. Lillard will get the ball into Leonard. Leonard, three-point line, chest pass back to Lillard. Takes a three, left side, knocked it down. He loves that spot on the floor. And Portland on top here, 3-0. Iguodala to Draymond Green to Thompson. Thompson right side to Iguodala. Iguodala on the bounce pass to Damian Jones. Back to Klay Thompson. Fades to the corner. Three ball popped in and out. Immediately rebound, and here comes McCollum down the far wing. McCollum to midcourt. Bouncing on the dribble, comes middle. Doubled and takes a three anyway. It's up and no good. A long rebound to the sideline. Curry tipped it away nicely from Aminu and got it to himself. Now gets the ball back from Damian Jones. Gets a drag screen from Jones. Throws right side to Iguodala. He'll drive in. Hand off Draymond Green. Goes up with the left hand. A little scoop for Draymond. Golden State gets their first bucket of the night. 10:28 to go, first quarter of play. Lillard down the near side. Great matchup, but maybe the two top backcourts in the association. On the right side, it's McCollum for three. Knocked it down. Warriors got caught in a bad run and jump, and it's 6-2. Portland with the lead. Iguodala to Draymond Green. Draymond drives, goes up, lost the ball, comes out of bounds. Steve Kerr wants a foul. It's deflected by Harkless, and Golden State will get it back baseline right.
They're fortunate to get it back. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Just take it and see what you can do with your offense.
David Guthrie hearing it from Steve Kerr and Draymond Green. 14 on the shot clock, 10:06 to go. First quarter of play. Curry underhands the ball to Klay Thompson. Double clutch, steps through traffic, handoff Damian Jones, drop the ball, turnover. Aminu gets it on the bounce to Lillard. Lillard coming left side. Drives on Draymond. Ball knocked away by Iguodala out of bounds. What a double team there. Andre and Draymond.
Damian Jones has to be ready to receive the ball. He always thinks and assumes someone's going to shoot. He did that in the last game. Draymond Green was going to give him a dunk. He wasn't ready, and the hands were down.
Aminu gets the ball to Lillard. Lillard goes away from the screen, has a free pass down the lane. Handoff to Harkless, goes up, rejected by Jones. Harkless got it back, missed a layup, and a foul. Late whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Damian Jones. And that's going to be his second.
Yeah, better Damian, though, than Draymond Green, who was in foul trouble last game.
Absolutely. Oh, boy, I tell you, Jim, that should have been a jump ball. Harkless went up and came down with the ball.
The first time.
You're right.
Well, they missed that.
That should have been a jump ball.
Damian Jones is very aggressive, and he will take pump fakes and get up in the air. He is so young and inexperienced, very athletic, but you can use that springiness that he has to an advantage with the offensive man.
Harkless has had a good series so far. 17 in game one, 12 in game two. Missed the second free throw, made the first, and it's 7-2. Portland leading by five, 9:39 to go. This is what you expected on the road in the Western Conference Finals. A tough start. Curry, cross court to Draymond. Corner to Iguodala, pump fake on Aminu. Takes a tough shot, no good. Tipped by Curry. Loose ball to Leonard. Hand off to Lillard. Lillard down the near side. Takes about a 28-footer. No good. And Curry pulls down the defensive rebound.
Pretty early for a heat check.
It was. Curry lobbed over to Draymond Green. Bad pass, turnover on Golden State.
You can see a lot of pressure defense in early going at half court, all over Curry. And the Warriors are being deliberate, trying not to throw the ball away. That's their first one on a risky pass.
Just can't get down big early.
Nope.
Hear this. Lillard, hand off Leonard. Leonard sets the screen. Lillard lowers his head, dribbles in, throws it away. Iguodala with a steal. Iguodala to Klay Thompson. He'll stop and fire away from the left side. Three ball, good for Klay.
Open court, huh? Doesn't it help him?
Oh, man. He is so good at that. Here comes McCollum, goes to the right corner, working on Jones. Crossover dribble. Pump fake goes up, and Damian Jones is just taking himself off the floor.
He's not ready for this moment.
Nope.
I mean, he's coming out on the guards like he can guard them when they're straight in front of him. He's got to hedge and try to get them to go back the other way. He's got to overcorrect. And he's not even used to that.
If he stayed on the floor, Jim, McCollum wouldn't have taken the shot.
I told you, he likes to jump, and a little head fake by an experienced player. He's going to bite on it. And I'm not surprised at all. We got to see Looney, who's been playing very well, by the way.
It's going to be three shots. They took a look at it for a moment and took a little bit of a review there. So call and review is always brought to you by Ring Central. Drive a seamless communication and collaboration experience for your modern workforce. Ring Central, communicate, collaborate, and connect. So McCollum on the line. He'll get the three free throws. McCollum, the hero of Game 7 in Denver, 37 points there.
And only one three made. He is a terrific two-point shooter, just like Kevin Durant, especially at the elbows.
Last two games, when you count Game 7 and Game 1, he had roughly 60 points with no turnovers.
Well, he's incredible run. He's a terrific player.
So McCollum hits two free throws, and now Damian Jones will sit down. Three fouls in the first 3 minutes and 17 seconds, and Kevon Looney will come in. Looney, who's had a fantastic series and a good postseason. Plus minus wasn't up to Looney standards in the Houston series, but that was a little bit of a weird series across the board for plus minus.
He's 9 of 11 in these two games against the Blazers.
10-5 as McCollum hit all three. Right sideline, Klay Thompson shoots over McCollum. Up, back rim, over the backboard, hit the shot clock, and it's out of play. Steve Kerr says, let's move the ball. It's one pass and a shot. He's going down his bench right now, telling
the subs there when they get in, try to do something positive by moving the ball, not trying to score initially.
Trying to be patient. Make the extra pass. Good things will happen. Lillard left sideline. Leonard comes over the screen. They double it, and Klay Thompson kicks the pass. No, they're not going to rule it a kick. Zach Zarba says no. It went off the knee of Klay Thompson. Well, now they are going to call it a kick, so 14 on the clock. Originally, they said no. Lillard.
It's going to be Blazers ball no matter.
Yeah, either way, but it's 1 second on the shot clock. McCollum off the screen, trapped in the baseline, skipped the cross court. There's Aminu, well off the line by Iguodala, has to take a tough floater and scored it low left.
He pulled up and got his balance, so it looked good.
Portland up 7, 12-5. Curry left side behind the back to Looney, to Draymond Green up top. Draymond will play point forward here, and Steve Kerr wants a timeout. 7:59 to go. It's the kind of start you knew was going to come. The Trailblazers lead by 7, 12-5. It's Game 3 on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. It was the sixth different starting lineup in these playoffs for the Golden State Warriors. And Damian Jones made his first career postseason start. It did not go well for him. Three fouls in the first 3 minutes and 17 seconds. He's on the bench. Golden State trailing Portland 12-5. Coming out of the timeout now with 7:59 to go in the quarter. Every Trailblazer has scored or assisted on a bucket, and Andre Iguodala has two assists and a steal.
Isn't it amazing, Tim, how a home court makes an advantage, particularly with a young team like the Blazers? They haven't been in this situation for 19 years, the Western Conference Finals. This is kind of new for them. But they really feed off this crowd, just like the Warriors do at Oracle.
And even a championship team like the Warriors, a team that's been tested in four straight NBA Finals, can get a little unnerved by a great crowd. Here's Stephen Curry on the inbounds. Comes to the right side. Stephen to the baseline, goes to Iguodala. He'll fire away. Andre, three ball up, no good. He's yet to make a three in the series, and Harkless pulls down the defensive rebound for the white-clad Blazers.
0 for 5 now after three games.
Lillard, penetration on the bounce pass, a bad one ahead. Off the left hand, off the offhand on the bounce pass. Very tough pass to make. If you're in high school and you try that pass, you may find a seat next to the head coach.
Yeah, it's got to be perfect and usually overthrow it.
Draymond Green, crossover dribble, gets it to Andre. Andre open, above the break, three. That's no good. Now he's 0 for 6 in the series.
But I like that he's taking it.
Absolutely. 12-5 the score, 7:23 to go. First quarter, Myers Leonard open, doesn't shoot. Finds Aminu for three. Short, Iguodala defensive rebound. One thing about Andre, even if he's not scoring, he is going to help you. His pass, so deflected and stolen, knocked away, and now we have a kick violation on Portland, and that will send the partisan crowd here at the Moda Center into an absolute
I'm not sure it was purposely kicked him, but the Warriors are very fortunate to get that thing back.
Well, nobody's arguing, so that's usually a good indication. NBA likes a good argument.
No. Well, it went off a Blazer, no question about it.
Klay Thompson to Looney. Looney up top. Dribble handoff to Curry. Sets his feet. Lets it fly. Three ball, no good. front rim, glass and no good. Harkless got wiped out on that screen by Looney and is slow to get up. Lillard, crossover dribble out. Klay Thompson stumbles, pass to the far corner, grabbed there by Aminu to Leonard. He's open, he fires, it hits.
Another reason why he's on the floor.
Portland leads by 10. Draymond Green goes all the way, got fouled by McCollum. And as a goaltending by Leonard, not a smart play. And Draymond's going to the free throw line for an and one.
I love the way Draymond Green reacts and then attacks. He doesn't wait. And if you run alongside and run ahead, you're going to get some opportunities to score yourself.
Myers Leonard pinned it on the glass.
Yeah, it was pinned. Three-way contact, handball and glass. And you can't do that.
It's just not a smart play. Free throw good for Draymond.
Evidently, he thought he was going to get a LeBron James block like we saw in 2016.
And what C.J. McCollum had in Game 7 in Denver. Here's Myers Leonard outside, straddling the three-point line, hands it to McCollum. Back to Leonard, pick and roll over Draymond, banked it in low right. Last couple of years have been rough ones here for Leonard. The crowd hasn't been thrilled with him, but they give him a nice round of applause there. 17-8 the score. Stephen Curry, left side. Left hand, no good. Rebound, bounce away from Looney. Grabbed by Aminu, stolen back by Klay Thompson. He glides in and scores. Klay, another backcourt steal, and it's 17-10 Trailblazers.
He just kind of hung around the sideline and then burned it.
Just past the halfway point of the first quarter, Lillard bouncing on the dribble, guarded by Iguodala. Now leads in, draws contact, the head bob, the hands underneath, and a foul on Iguodala.
Lillard is very strong on that first step off the dribble. And what he did, he got just about a half step or so beyond Iguodala, so then he picks the dribble up, jumps into him, and obviously the foul is going to go against Andre Iguodala.
Well, Klay Thompson and Damian Lillard tied for the most minutes in the series, 79 minutes coming into this game. Aminu checks out. And who do we got coming in here? Rodney Hood.
Lillard's attempted more and made more free throws than anybody else in the series so far.
Well, he gets to the line a lot. Second free throw is good. 19-10. He's shooting him at 94% in the series. A 6 of 7 in game two. Curry bent over at the waist, brings the ball up to Looney. On the bounce, downstairs to Draymond Green. Back to Steph. He'll fire away. Rainbow, no good. It's an air ball, but grabbed by Klay Thompson. Perfect timing on the weak side, and he laid it in.
They don't block off guards, and he took advantage.
Yep. Behind the back, Lillard makes his move on Thompson. Falls down, and they call a foul on Klay Thompson. Wow. For a trip, Zach Zarba with the call. Warriors already over the limit now.
He stepped on the top or the side of the shoe of Klay Thompson.
That's not a trip.
That should never be a foul. That should never be a foul. He's entitled to that position, and Lillard tripped himself up.
Yeah, that's just a reaction. That's
unbelievable that he fell for it.
Well, if that was Gerald Lillard, he wouldn't have gotten that call. But Damian Lillard got that call. And two free ones in every definition of the word free throws for Damian Lillard. 20-12 Portland. Oh, he missed the first. I'm sorry. One of two. Draymond Green up top. Holding, waiting, finds Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson turns and shoots, and he's off to a great start. It seems he loves this building. It's 20-14, and Thompson now with 9 of the 14 for Golden State.
Yeah, he's keeping them close and within range.
Remember, this is the building where he reacquainted himself with his right hand. Lillard doubled toward midcourt. Left hand feet over to Hood. Pump fake. Pulls up 15-footer. No good. Draymond Green. Nice contest by Looney after the pump fake. Here comes Iguodala down the right side. Cruising down the middle. Goes up. Throws the corner. Deflected out of bounds. McCollum last to touch.
Draymond, perfect timing right there for him. If he could just come back down after the pump fake, he's got a layup. Everybody's jumping in the air, and he would have complete access to the rim. He's got to finish that play, Tim.
Curry has to throw it in from the baseline, but really one step from the corner of the far side. 17 to shoot. Looney pops out. No pressure there. Gets the ball to Klay Thompson. Now to Steph Curry. Open three left side. Good. Curry buries it from the left wing. It's 20 to 17 now.
Lillard got lost on the inbounds pass.
4:30 remaining. All that start, all the emotion of the beginning of this game, and the Warriors are down by three. Myers Leonard dribbles to the foul line. Underhand handoff. Harkless goes baseline, goes up, and draws another foul called on the Warriors.
Well, Harkless, he's almost doubled his output. About 7.5 a game a regular season. He's averaging 14.5. And by the way, he clearly beat Draymond Green on that play there.
He did, yep.
He beat him.
That's a good call. Actually, Draymond, the good body bump there. So Alphonso McKinney has checked in for Andre Iguodala. Alphonso actually played for the Green Bay Phoenix in college, or used to be Wisconsin Green Bay. And his teammate there is Karim Cantor, the brother of Enes Cantor, uh-huh. who played overseas this year for Takuya.
I can't pronounce it either.
Alytus in the Lithuanian League. And his teammate on that team, Karim Cantor's teammate, was Elijah Brown, the son of Warriors associate head coach Mike Brown.
Who played ball at Oregon last year.
Yep. 1 of 2 from the line for Harkless. It's 21-17. Now, Stephen Curry bouncing to the dribble in the far wing. Doubled. Bad pass. Leonard takes the steal to Lillard. Finds Harkless to the rim. Right hand good. Andre Iguodala, by the way, went to the locker room for the Warriors. Draymond Green pulls his way in the bucket. No good. Ball tipped away. Harkless has the rebound. Now to McCollum. It's a 5-on-4. Left corner Hood. Right hand dribble. He's going to shoot. It's up. It's good. Spinning down. Low left. And just like that, Portland on a little bit of a run. And the lead back up to 8.
Smart to bring Rodney Hood in. He can ignite them. Instant offense.
Curry steps out on the jumper. Over Hood. It's up and good. That quiets the crowd, albeit for just a moment. 25-19, Portland. Lillard, left sideline, guarded by Klay Thompson. Shoveled it to Leonard. Lillard gets up, and we got a foul. No, no shot to Zach Zarba. It's on Klay as Lillard stopped on a dime, and Klay Thompson picks up his second foul. Foul call 7-2, favoring the home squad. And here comes Livingston to the free throw line.
Well, I can tell you right now, there was more contact from Klay Thompson on Myers Leonard than there was on the shooter. No question about it.
Portland has already taken 12 free throws in this first quarter. 12. Warriors radio producer Archie Davis right now looking up what the Portland record is for postseason free throws in the quarter. Lillard hits both. 10 of 13 are the Blazers. Warriors are 1 of 1 from the line. Curry, hand checked by Lillard. Takes him through a screen by Looney. Lillard almost tripped Curry. Ball goes to Livingston. He'll drive, goes up, and you can hear the thwack from up here. Myers Leonard got Livingston on the arm.
I think they expected him to stop for that little patented 8-foot jump shot. Instead, he took it all the way to the iron.
A timeout for the Trailblazers. 3:05 to go, quarter number one. It's the type of start that you may have feared but had to expect in this raucous environment that is the Mona Center. First quarter action of game three, 27-19 Trailblazers. This timeout brought to you by your Bay Area Lucky and Lucky California stores. Lucky and Lucky California, the fresh way to shop. Well, so far 13 free throws for Portland in this first quarter with 3:05 to go. In quarter number one, that's the second most free throws taken in a quarter against the Warriors in this postseason. Clippers had 13 in the second quarter of game three down in L.A., and they took 16 in a quarter in game four. So not totally abnormal, but it is. That's the difference in the game. Warriors have been outscored by 9 at the free throw line.
And Enes Kanter, who started the first two games averaging just 6 a game, it's already paid off with Myers Leonard. He's got 5 points already in just under 9 minutes.
Sean Livingston will take free throws 2 and 3 for Golden State. Livingston, the veteran, brings a steadying influence for head coach Steve Kerr.
But he's got to score when he's in there, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Averaging 3.5 points in the first two games of the series with 14 minutes. First free throw good, second one the same, and Warriors down by 6. 27-21.
As lackluster as they've been, I'll take it.
Now Golden State will defend Lillard with McKinney. Ball goes to Hood, checked by Livingston. Leonard, who's playing out there, pick and roll. Ball thrown in the middle to Collins and slips up, no good. Rebound, Draymond Green pulled it down. Draymond will attack, coming down the left side to Livingston. Brings it to the foul line, back to Draymond. Draymond looking for a handoff, gets it to Curry. Good fake by Curry, fires a three, it's up and no good. Rebound, Looney takes it away from McKinney and gets it back to Livingston. The Warriors getting another offensive rebound. Livingston to Looney. Looney looked at the bucket, didn't shoot it. Draymond gets it, three on the clock, gotta go. He has to shoot it, it's up and no good. Rebound, McKinney. He goes right down the baseline, almost stepped out of bounds, got it to Livingston. Now to Steph Curry. Steph Curry dribbles baseline, little teardrop up and good with the right hand.
He moves so well without the ball to get into position to receive it.
Warriors down by four. Myers Leonard outside holds the ball. Where's their second offensive rebound? And the Trailblazers have been vulnerable there in their last eight playoff games. Lillard bumping with McKinney, throws to Myers Leonard. He's open for three. It's up and off the rim, no good. McKinney flies back for a rebound. Draymond throws the ball over to Steph Curry, who has to run it down the front court. Steph, pick and roll, feeds Draymond. Draymond comes in, handoff Livingston, little four-footer. Good, beautiful passing. And all that said, the Warriors are down by two with 93 seconds to go in quarter number one.
They found a spark here, Tim, and they're really moving the ball quickly on offense. Real good decision-making.
Six straight for Golden State. Lillard, middle of the floor. Here comes the high screen. Little Leonard, a nasty screen. He and McKinney collided, and now Lillard fades back for a jumper that does not fall, and Steph Curry's got it. Steph on the go, three on four. Stops, head fake on Hood. Hood takes a big swipe at the ball, and the ball comes to Livingston to McKinney. McKinney downstairs to Draymond. They'll work off this. Draymond in the post on Seth Curry. Goes up and draws a foul on Seth. And now Seth talking to Draymond. And they're going to get no shots on this. It's going to be a side out. First foul in the last 2 minutes. We've got the driveway matchup again. Steph on Seth. Like I said the other night, but the only difference is winner does not take the ball out. If you make the bucket, you have to give it up. Livingston, that's the rule. Livingston pulls up, takes the jumper. It's up, then no good. Rebound goes to Lillard. And Portland now with 50 seconds. Lillard will work the clock down. He doesn't want to take a quick two-for-one because that would give the Warriors a two-for-one. He's going to wind it down as much as he can here. Down to 40 seconds. Shot clock at 10 at 38 seconds.
He's ready to go.
Yep, top of the key. Throws to Myers Leonard. Open three again. Popped in and out. Zach Collins, offensive rebound. Collins puts it back up and scores. Low right. 29-25 at Golden State. That offensive rebound cost them any chance for a two-for-one. And now with a five-second differential. Steph Curry on top of the logo, dribbling between the legs. His brother about a few feet in front of him. Here comes the screen by Draymond. Steph bumped by Collins and a foul.
It's good because he dribbled it off his foot out of bounds.
Well,
had he not gotten the call.
Watch this. As there is contact, Steph goes a little bit to the side there, and that's rerouting.
I understand. Yeah. It was a foul.
Yeah.
No problem with me, Tim, just because it's unpopular here.
Steph Curry heads to the free throw line. Shoot two. Free throws up and it's good. One of the great things about coming here as a broadcaster, I have to tell you, is that you, in about 99 out of 100 games that you do here, you never have to worry about energy. You know?
No, it's built in.
Yeah, it's always been good.
Curry makes the first. He's now 15 of 15. In the series from the line.
And there's still 10.3 in the quarter, so Portland will get it one more time. Second free throw good, 29-27. Trailblazers with the ball and the lead. They look to double Lillard. He'll spin away from that. Gets down, lost the ball. Livingston throws ahead to Steph Curry from midcourt. Good if it goes. It's on the way. Oh, he almost banked it in at the horn. No one throws up a desperation shot that puts you on the edge of your seat like one Wardell Stephen Curry the second.
And to know how much time was left in the quarter is pretty amazing in and of itself.
So the Warriors survive a rough start and a raucous crowd. It's 29-27 Portland at the end of one. Second quarter action upcoming in game three on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 29-27 at the end of one. It's your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Get your game time grub delivered at mountainmikespizza.com. Warriors survive a tough start and a tough beginning for Damian Jones. Real tough position to be in, starting his first playoff game after only playing in two previous playoff games and two games total since December the 1st. Picked up three fouls early on. Splash Brothers split 18 points in the quarter. Warriors shooting 40% with three turnovers. Portland has four turnovers, shooting 44%. 14 points, six for McCollum, eight for Damian Lillard from their backcourt. And Jim, the difference in this first quarter, the free throw line.
That's all it is. 10 of 13 from Portland, 5 for 5 for the Warriors. Warriors still have to shoot better from three-point range. And Lillard and McCollum started off like gangbusters, but then they kind of just evened out. One thing about the bench that came in, Kevon Looney, McKinney, Livingston, they're all in the plus column of the plus-minus. I like it.
Did a very nice job.
Yeah, I thought Sean Livingston was especially good.
Let's reset the lineups for you starting the second quarter. Jordan Bell, Jarebko, Thompson, Cook, and Livingston. It's a group that started the second and fourth quarters in this series. Livingston with the ball up top. Finding Thompson, curling right side down the lane. To the rim goes up. Sandwich ball knocked out of bounds by Portland. And Portland starting Cantor with Collins, Evan Turner, Rodney Hood, and Seth Curry. Four and change on the shot clock.
Well, Klay Thompson challenged two bigs on that one, and there was no way he could squeeze it out to anybody else.
Thompson takes a handoff from Bell. Off the inbounds, Bell catches, shoots in one motion, scored it, low right, what? And we're tied at 29.
How about that poise that he showed there? The patience.
First time we've been tied in this half. Evan Turner, wearing a very nice pastel-colored sneakers, gets the ball to Hood. Hood downstairs to Cantor. Cantor doubled. They rotate out of that to Collins. Collins looks for a handoff, flipped it to Turner. Turner back to Collins, makes the catch inside, goes up and got clobbered by Jarebko. Horse collared on the play. This could be a flagrant.
Yep, I think it's going to be flagrant one.
Came right over the top of the shoulder.
That's one thing about Jarebko.
And he wound up a little bit too.
Oh, yeah. One thing about him, he's going out to help on the pick and roll. He just doesn't recover very fast, Tim. He doesn't have fast feet. I like Jarebko. He can shoot the ball. He's smart. He knows where the play is going to go, but he's just not that athletic to react to it all the time. That's why he was late.
Yeah, and got Collins across the face, so this will be a flagrant foul, I believe, on Jarebko. Call under review brought to you by Ring Central. The call on the floor was a personal foul, but
and this, then him coming down like that, he's in the air. He definitely did not want to give up the basket, Tim.
Right.
And so, as I said, he's not real athletic, so it's hard for him to hold back. You always worry about someone who can't control their body as well, because you get hurt.
Well, Jarebko, it's just the way we are in this era in sports. Obviously, it's an erring on the side. There's a flagrant foul on Jones to Jarebko, as we expected.
You know,
back in your day, Jim.
I know, I'm just thinking the same thing. Bob Lanier, Willis Reed. Yeah. I've been hit like that, and you just go to the line and take your lumps. That's it. They didn't know what a flagrant foul was.
So Collins missing the free throw. And now he's going to get another, and then Portland gets the ball back. So it's interesting that there's five right now there that Portland has out there. No Lillard, no McCollum. And so the Warriors have Klay Thompson out there. So let's see how this works. Collins hits the second free throw. It's 30-29. Warriors have never led in this game.
Let's see if Quinn Cook can match what Seth Curry does.
Cantor hand off to Hood. Hood wants to go off a screen. Now guarded by Bell. Looking, waiting. He's going to go. Spins down the lane. He's going to shoot. Goes up. You knew what was going up. A block on a late whistle and a foul call on Jordan Bell. Zach Zarba with the call.
Well, Rodney Hood, he should have thrown that ball inside to Cantor, because Cantor got switched up on Klay Thompson, and they were all alone right there in the lane. And Klay, did not want to pick up foul number three.
A free throw by Hood. The first one is good. He will get another.
Jones
Second one popped out. Rebound tipped to the corner nicely by Klay Thompson. And runs it down for Golden State. So after all that, the flagrant foul and then Hood getting fouled. Just two free throws for Portland. It's 31-29. Warriors down two. Klay Thompson spins off a screen. Stops, rotates over to Jarebko. Back to Klay. Klay doubled. Pass stolen away. He just threw it up from Rodney Hood. Took it away. Hood that falls down with the ball. Deflected out of bounds. There's mayhem. Bodies crashing. People crying. It's out of bounds off the Warriors. And Portland will get it back.
They're lucky to get it back. Jarebko crossed right in front of Rodney Hood, and he made him stumble. I think everybody here thought it was a foul, but Hood went behind his back, didn't work.
Turner to Collins, they lob it into Cantor. Well-designed play, he gets a layup. He just sealed off Jordan Bell and laid it in.
That's why you have to go to ball side, Tim, on that play. And read the ball, go to ball side, then they cannot zero in there.
33-29 Portland. Bell on the wing by the Warrior bench. We have a whistle, and what do we got? We have a hold away from the play and a foul.
Game's come to a standstill here. Mm-hmm. Minute and a half in the second quarter.
By the way, in this year's playoffs, Rodney Hood coming into play tonight, 97 shots, 12 assists. That's a man devoted to his craft.
Well,
Livingston gets the ball to Klay Thompson.
He plays to his strength.
Thompson down the right side. Livingston bounce pass, kicked, and the shot clock will reset to 14. Livingston down low right. Andre Iguodala, who went to the locker room, is back on the Warrior bench. Looks like he's got an ice bag down there, which is not unusual for Andre. Bell to Jarebko up top. Jarebko between the circles to Bell. At the right elbow, bounce pass, Klay Thompson. Driving on Cantor. Stops, goes up, got fouled. And Klay will shoot two.
I like the way he came to the jump stop and had a little pump fake. So he got the big in the air.
Well, you know that's part of my mission, right? I want to bring the jump stop back into the NBA.
Hey, I tell you what. When you've got someone, and that's what they do against Damian Jones, a little jump stop and up fake, and those leapers like to leap. That's exactly what he did to Zach Collins there. Almost got a nice block.
And we talk about this all the time on Warriors Radio. Anytime you get Klay Thompson or Steph Curry at the free throw line, that's a bonus. Even though Klay missed the second, he made the first. 33-30. You'll take your chances with that. Turner with a dribble handoff. Got it up top now. Seth Curry with Cook on him. Shoots over the top. It's good. Seth Curry had 16 in game two. Gets his first bucket here. 35-30 Portland. Cook between the circles. Waits for Jarebko. High screen and roll. Cook over to Jarebko. He'll dribble in on Seth Curry. Throws it out to Livingston. Livingston takes a rhythm dribble jumper and knocked it down from the left side.
Oh, he looks good tonight.
Golden State getting something out of this group to start the second quarter. Evan Turner wants Seth Curry to go away. They throw the ball to Cantor. Cantor doubled, feeds Collins. Collins fouled by Cook. It's on the floor and a hold. Good foul by Cook.
Yeah, third foul on the Warriors. He got him just before he went up, so yep. Non-shooting.
Well, Cook. Collins could have done himself some favors as soon as Cook came over just to go up. But he started to turn to make a move to get around him.
Well, he was trying to get closer to the hoop without dribbling.
Hood will get it into Turner. Turner flipped it over to Seth Curry. Seth Curry doubled, rotates left wing now. Collins dribble drive, nothing there. Locked up by Bell, finds Turner. Turner fakes, one dribble, shoots over Bell. It's good. Foul line jumper for Evan Turner. Warriors down 37-32 here in game three. But both McCollum and Lillard on the bench. Bell down the lane to the rim, right hand, missed a layup. Rebound Turner. Turner takes it the other way. Turner finds Cantor. Cantor goes up and missed it. Tip in good. Cantor on the second try. Jarebko trying to get a charge. No call. 39-32.
Yeah, and when he tried to get the charge falling down, took him away from getting the second shot on the rebound.
And here's Livingston up the floor to call a timeout. 8:45 to go. And now Portland back up to a 7-point lead. It's 39-32. Game three action continues in the Western Conference Finals on the two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, before the game, our own Lauren Scott caught up with Terry Stotts.
Hey, thank you. Terry Stotts expressing how the Blazers need to handle the Warriors' pressure better as this series continues, saying thus far, the Warriors' defense has been fueling their offensive attack, while adding he doesn't expect any letdown in this Game 3 in their home venue after a close Game 2 road loss. Tim and Jim?
Quinn Cook will throw it in. Andrew Bogut sees his first appearance of Game 3. Catches an inbounds, low right. Bogut puts it on the deck. Bounce pass to the cutting Jarebko. Leans back over Turner. Missed the bank shot. Turner with the rebound. Warriors down by 7. Cross court to McCollum, who's just checked in. Moving in on Livingston. Creates separation. Pump fake. Goes up and gets fouled.
Got him in the air.
Yep.
And for Sean, he usually stays down. A pretty fundamental on that.
So McCollum to the line of 4-2.
And when you're running at someone and you leave your feet, you are at his mercy. He owns you. He's going to get the contact in the act of shooting. Easy.
First free throw on the way. It's good. Klay Thompson spent some time growing up here and grew up a little bit of a Blazer fan.
Yeah, I was a big-time Blazer fan. Rasheed Wallace, my favorite player. And I actually knew Rasheed, and I knew his sons really well. I went to school with them, and I'm still friends with them to this day, so... Yeah, I was a huge Blazer fan, and it's always fun going back and playing there.
Well, his dad was the overall number one pick and played 8 years here.
That's right, before going down south to play for that other team. Free throw is good for McCollum, 41-32. Portland leads by 9. Cook off a screen, doubled, bounce pass to Bogut, back to Cook. Cook lost the dribble, gets it back. Foul line jumper, no good. Ball tipped by Bogut, grabbed the offensive rebound. Bogut waiting, hand off Klay Thompson. There's Klay, fade away left side. It's a 2 off the glass. No good, Collins a rebound. This group cannot score. Warriors are down by 9. McCollum weaving, probing the defense, takes a 3 off the dribble, missed it. Canter offensive rebound, the foul on the floor. This will go against Andrew Bogut. Pat Freer spotted a too aggressive of a knee, apparently.
One thing the Blazers are doing, we saw mostly in the first quarter, when a guard gets pinned outside or starts to get a double team, they bring a big over from the other side to the free throw line area right below it into the lane, and they get a nice release in there, and they're actually getting a man advantage up front, much like the Warriors do with Draymond Green, Tim.
Well, Canter missed the first free throw. By the way, a real sad side note to this thing is Enes Kanter is sort of been exiled from his native country of Turkey.
Yes.
The political thing. He backs a guy that is not in power anymore. And the ruler in power, the last few years, whenever he plays in a playoff series, they won't show the games in Turkey.
That's remarkable.
It's just sad. Second free throw is good for Canter. And it's a 10-point Portland lead. Ties their largest advantage of the game. Draymond Green back out there for the Warriors. Jarebko to sit down. Draymond, low left. Up top, Klay Thompson. Quick release. No splash. Off the rim, off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Canter.
He was off to a great start, but then the game slowed down.
McCollum penetrates over to Turner. Turner for a 3. Evan Turner hits a 3. A rare occurrence there, and it's 45-32 Portland. Draymond Green comes right down Broadway. Takes a teardrop. No good. Steve Kerr gets up. He's going to have to call another timeout. Turner with the ball. Warriors down 13 right now with Lillard on the bench. Ball knocked away. Klay Thompson gets it, leads Quinn Cook on a breakaway. Cook gliding in, right hand off the window. It's good.
Nice break there.
A nice job by Cook to release as soon as he saw Klay get the ball.
Smart. Down by 11.
Warriors 3 of 9 now in the quarter. Canter hands off McCollum. They double him. Back to Canter. Back to McCollum. Left side. Poe goes into a jumper. High off the rim. Tipped by Canter. No good. Bogut ripped it away. Bogut, good defensive rebound in traffic, got it to Cook. Cook, right sideline to Draymond. Draymond back to Bogut, left side Thompson. He's open. He fires, and he does not hit. Canter with an outlet to McCollum, and now to Turner. Turner, near side, dribble flip to Seth Curry. Top of the key, with the handle, feeds Turner. They double him on the catch, rotates to Canter, who takes a foul line jumper, tipped up by Collins. Doesn't go. Collins got the rebound. The Canter down the lane. He goes up and scores.
That's exactly what happened. See, they had the extra man from the angle side there. Now, Collins didn't make the shot, but he helped make the play.
Steve Kerr is going to have to call another timeout. Golden State down by 13. Portland with their largest lead thanks to an 18-5 run. It's 47-34. 6:08 to go before halftime. Stephen Curry will check in when we come back. The two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Back in Portland, 47-34 is the score. Warriors down by 13. And the Warriors need Klay Thompson to get it going even more. He's got 10 of their 34 right now. And he says he usually plays much better and scores a little bit more inside the offense.
Just play within the flow. I'm not good when I'm forcing shots up. That's not my game. I got to work off my teammates. I got to play within the offense that Steve has laid out, which has been great for us, I mean, since he's been here. Yeah, when I play within that flow, that's when I have huge nights, not just trying to go out there and hunt for great shots but not settle for, you know, contested looks.
Andre Iguodala, who went to the locker room for a moment, back on the bench and now in the game. Chest pass to Looney. Looney fakes, handoff to Steph Curry. Steph chased by his little brother, throws the ball on the far wing to Draymond Green. Draymond holds it now. Klay Thompson on the bench for the Warriors. Draymond finds Looney. Looney backs up, fade away from 15, too strong. Lillard's got the rebound.
I'm surprised he didn't follow his shot.
Now Lillard's pass is picked out of the air by Draymond Green. Handoff Steph Curry, fakes and fires. Three ball, good from the left side.
He was forced to throw it up a little higher because of the closing Leonard, and it actually helped his shot. It went right down the middle of that cylinder.
What a play by Draymond Green. Seth Curry takes a handoff, doubled out to Myers Leonard, inside, outside, Harkless to Leonard. He'll fire and hit a three. 50-37 Portland. Looney down the right wing to Steph Curry. Steph Curry bodied up by Harkless. Dribbles middle, goes up, blocked, knocked away. Loose ball, McCollum on the break. Throws to Seth Curry for three. It's up and no good. And a rebound to Draymond. We have a whistle and a foul. Foul is on Myers Leonard. We are right at the top of the lower bowl, but unfortunately there is a row of fans in front of us, and when they stand...
Yes.
It's like as a kid sitting at the old Boston Garden right behind a pole, you know?
Yes, and that did happen.
It did happen.
I'll stand up and help you, Tim, from now on.
Thank you, Jay.
I'll recognize that.
I appreciate that.
Seriously.
Iguodala between the circles throws to Looney. Looney dribble handoff to Steph Curry. Gets a screen. Gets a three look. No good. Long rebound. Comes out to Seth Curry. Seth down the near side. Waits and fires about 25-footer. That's a front rim miss, and Looney has the rebound and the outlet. The Curry who wears 30 steps around Myers Leonard, who fouled him. That's going to be his third foul.
His three-point shot that went down will not count.
Klay Thompson had a brief rest. McKinney to sit down. Warriors started Damian Jones at the five spot. Jones and Looney and Bogut have all played there here in game three. Golden State down by 13 with 4:38 to go before halftime. They have only 37 points on the board. Andre Iguodala brings it outside. Lob downstairs to Draymond. They cut off that. Draymond gets to the middle. A little floater, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Iguodala last to touch.
Well, Draymond's had a couple in there, and they both hit the front of the rim. I think he lost a contact lens, by the way.
He did. He lost a contact lens. He finds it, picks it up from the floor.
I used to just put it in my mouth and then put it back in. Of course, those were hard lenses in those days, and you could do that. Seriously.
Visual imagery provided by former Warrior Jim Barnett. Don't do this at home, kids. Leonard with the ball to the front court. Right where it says Moda Center. Gets it to Leonard. Back to Leonard. Gets to his left side. Pass deflected away. We have probably our fourth kickball violation of the half.
Draymond put that lens in there. Remember, now they're soft lenses, Tim.
Yeah, I know.
He put that back in his eye. I cannot believe that without any solution. Inbound player here to McCollum.
Hand off to Lillard. Lillard gets a screen from Leonard. Doubled. Leonard catches. Leonard's been effective. Dribbles down. Gets to a jump hook with the right hand. Good.
Yeah, they're going to love him after this game.
Yep. 52-37. Portland with their biggest lead of the half. Draymond Green gets free, drives in, scores with a right hand, beating Harkless to the rim. how aggressive has Draymond Green been offensively in this postseason? Lillard down the lane, up, throws up a bad shot, no good, rebound taken away by Andre. Leads Draymond down the left side. Draymond, crossover dribble, gets fouled by Seth Curry. Shot goes up, no good, and Draymond again, by just pushing tempo,
yes,
gets himself to the free throw line. Now he's going to go over and get some solution from athletic trainer Drew Yoder.
Myers Leonard, Tim, 4 of 6, 2 of 4 from 3, and he's got 10 points. He's the only Blazer in double figures. Well, that was a good move by Terry Stott. Stott's to start him.
Well, coming up at halftime, a story about Portland.
Thanks. You're hearing him on the broadcast here tonight in Portland, but this is Jim Barnett in Portland in the early 70s.
Of course, coming back to Oregon, where I had a good career at the University of Oregon, and I'm looking forward to it very much, playing here in Portland.
A member of the expansion Blazers, JB, and the story of how the Rip City moniker was born, coming up at the half. Guys?
2:39, well, Draymond missed the first free throw.
I didn't think that was a present voice, and I didn't realize it was when I was 26.
Second free throw is good for Draymond, 52-40. That's coming up at halftime with R.C. Davis and Lauren Scott.
13-point quarter for the Warriors so far.
Myers Leonard, who now has a playoff career high of 10 points, picks up the dribble, waiting, hand off McCollum. McCollum comes all the way in, left hand, blocked by Looney. Nice job. Draymond Green leads the break. It's a 4-on-3. Hand off Andre, flies in for a two-hand slam, and Terry Stotts wants time.
Iguodala's on the board.
Now the lead down to 10, 52-42 Portland, 3:14 to go in the first half on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Round of applause for Scottie Pippen, the former Trailblazer forward, who spent the bulk of his career, obviously, with Chicago. 52-42 Portland. .314 to go. Not sure what that note says. So.
Scottie Pippen's son is on his way to Vanderbilt University.
Okay.
Home of the third overall pick in 1966 from the Warriors, Clyde Lee. Just a little tidbit for you, Tim.
We'll have more updates on the Commodores as time permits. Lillard down the near side, guarded by Klay Thompson. Lillard stops and pops, top of the key jumper, knocked it down. Damian Lillard now with 10 points, 54-42. Draymond Green crosses midcourt, finds Steph Curry, looped it into Looney. Bounce pass downstairs, stolen away by Lillard. One pass too many. Lillard down the left side, chest pass. Leonard goes up and slams it down with the right hand. And we've got a foul as well. And this place is going crazy.
He's got 12 looking for 13. I was never a fan of a two-foot pass in the lane, Tim. You know, Javon Looney had the ball. It's just, it's too close of quarters to try to squeeze it in there to someone who doesn't want to shoot it anyway to get fouled. And that was Iguodala.
And
it's all decision-making.
On the other end, Myers Leonard running the floor, got rewarded for Damian Lillard, and gets himself a three-point play, and Portland leads by 15.
He's the leading scorer in the game.
57-42. Curry with the ball. Bad pass. His brother stole it from him. Seth Curry now stops and fires a three in transition. Got it. Well, Golden State was down by 17 in game two. They're down by 18 right now. 2:20 to go in the third. Draymond Green, dribble drive on Harkless. Got him turned around. Left hand is good. It silences an 8-0 run. Here comes Lillard with the ball. Lillard down the near sideline. Working on Klay Thompson, goes all the way in, blocked, rejected, Draymond's got it. Outlet, far side, Steph Curry, he'll stop and fire, three ball, the new Millennium Fast Break, makes it 60-47 as Curry buries a three, and the Warriors with a quick 5 points.
Well, they picked up the pace here.
Final minute 48 of the second quarter. McCollum, waiting now. Shot clock at 10, dribbling between the circles. Hand off to Leonard, back to McCollum. McCollum, they show double. They go away. Now McCollum working on Looney with three, with two. Takes a contested 17-footer. Swish.
His favorite spot. He is comfortable there.
Right sideline, Klay Thompson to Looney. Looney fakes, dribbles in, goes up and scores. Beautiful fake. He looked like he wanted to hand off to Klay Thompson and then wheel to the bucket and laid it in.
He had to kind of double clutch it because Aminu was right there, I believe.
Yep, came back a little bit to contest the shot. Actually, that was Harkless.
Harkless, yes, it was.
Pick and roll to the far wing. Leonard open, pass downstairs. Harkless wide open for a dunk. And again, Jim, they're getting that two-on-one after the double.
Yep.
Here comes Draymond Green. Down hard the right side. Got fouled by Lillard, who can't believe he got whistled for a foul.
Tim, at the other end, you're exactly right. They're getting a two-on-one with the bigs. And the one comes in from the corner. They're moving the ball much better, and they're not, by the way, tonight Portland is not so reliant on the backcourt to make the plays.
Damian Lillard offering to show his resume to Zach Zarba. Free throw by Draymond is good. Myers Leonard will check out and gets a standing ovation here at Portland. As well he should. 64-50 the score. 54.4 to go. And the second free throw by Draymond, who is trying to will the Warriors in this game. He's got 7 points and three assists here in the second quarter. Shot clock at 15 for Lillard, who wants to go 2-for-1. Game clock now at 40. Lillard picked up his dribble, got it to McCollum with 7 on the clock. McCollum down the lane, left-hand runner. No good, that was ambitious. Iguodala rebounds to Draymond Green. 30 seconds to go. Do they go 2-for-1? Hand off Klay Thompson. Pump fake, goes to the baseline. The jumper is off the rim, no good. And they won't get a 2-for-1 here with a 2-second differential, only if Portland goes early or there's a turnover or a foul. They rise as one here at Portland. Lillard with the ball, guarded by Klay Thompson. Lillard waiting. Chest pass over to McCollum. McCollum comes middle, splits traffic, gets a foul line. Jumper on the rim, no good. Tip, no good. Rebound tipped in by McCollum with 4.4 to go in the half. Ball to Draymond Green. Comes down the right side all the way. Shoots on the go. Banked it up. It's going to be close.
I think it counts.
Draymond Green goes all the way in and scores. 66-53. Warriors down by 13 at the break.
They were down by 15 at home in game two.
Yep. And so the Warriors trying to hold off this Trailblazers, who are inspired by this crowd. A Portland 37-26 second quarter. R.C. Davis and Lauren Scott coming up at halftime on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
The lyrical phenom Logic is set to perform at Chase Center this fall. Be in the building for the Confessions of a Dangerous Mind Tour on October 13th, featuring special guests J.I.D. and YBN Cordae. Tickets are on sale now. To purchase tickets and sit with Tim Roy, visit ChaseCenter.com. Tim and Jim.
Thank you, R.C. Getting set for the third quarter. Don't forget that the Warriors, the first two games of this series, plus 42 in their net rating in the second half with Curry and Thompson are on the floor. And as Jim pointed out right before we broke for halftime, the Warriors were down at the end of halftime of game two. Warriors have it going right to left on your radio dials. We start the second half. Jordan Bell getting the second half start with Iguodala, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson and Curry.
Let's see how they start offensively this third quarter.
Draymond Green with a high dribble, carried it, lost it, and turned it over.
Yeah, if you have that kind of mistake, you can't keep dribbling and advance the ball.
Right.
You can grab it all of a sudden and stop where you are, then they won't call the violation.
Portland with Lillard and McCollum, Harkless, Aminu, and Myers Leonard, who had a great first half. Myers Leonard turns, waits, hand off to Lillard. Lillard doubled over to Leonard, stolen by Draymond. Draymond's got a two-on-one. He's got Steph Curry, finds him on the right wing. Curry relocates with a dribble and takes a three and missed it. See, the rebound cleared by Aminu.
I think you got to get a layup. You've got to score in that situation.
Absolutely.
It's too early to start doing that.
Lillard bumped by Curry, and that's a foul.
I mean, if you're up by six or you have a tie game or whatever, but when you're down by 13, you just want to climb back into it, and you have an automatic layup if you run a two-on-one properly. But how about that steal by Draymond? He anticipated the play.
McCollum catches in the right corner. He gets Jordan Bell on a switch. McCollum, left-hand dribble. He's been very crafty so far. Fades into a three. No good. The rebound to Iguodala. Finds Steph Curry. Steph down the floor. Down the middle. Hook pass right wing Draymond Green. The trailer is Iguodala. Back left corner. Steph Curry. Bounce pass to Bell. Back to Steph. Steph whistle and a foul. It's on McCollum. who raises his right hand right away, a tradition long since passed in the NBA.
I think they've got to get Klay Thompson involved early. He only had 1 point in that second quarter. 10 at halftime. Curry has 15, but you can't forget about Klay Thompson, especially when you're running.
Now McCollum fouls Klay Thompson before the ball was thrown in. This is an away from the play foul.
Well, see, McCollum's even helping getting involved early in here.
So Klay Thompson goes to the line, and the Warriors will get the ball back.
He's already missed a free throw. I don't expect him to miss this one.
Klay Thompson, who played youth baseball here, and one of his teammates was Kevin Love.
That is correct, yes.
And Kevin Love was was big then. It was a pitcher.
That would be intimidating.
Yeah, I would not want to dig in on that. Curry with the ball in the corner. Crossover dribble now fades and takes a two. It's on the rim, no good. Rebound Aminu. Warriors have had chances to really pare down this lead here. They're down by 12.
Curry 5 of 15 now.
McCollum with a dribble. Crossover on Klay Thompson. Leans in, skipped it right wing of Aminu. Great closeout by Iguodala. Aminu penetrates, knocked away by Bell, and a whistle and a foul.
I think it's going to be on Iguodala, not Jordan Bell.
Let's see who they call. It is going to be on Andre. That's his second. Both teams with two team fouls here in the early going of the third quarter.
So you need a little defense here and a mix of a little offense.
Ball to C.J. McCollum, back to Lillard. Lillard, middle of the floor, waits and gets a screen by Leonard. Lillard, far hash mark, working on Jordan Bell. Doubled, a late double team, gets it to McCollum with one on the clock. Has to take about a 30-footer, it's no good. And Andre Iguodala, he blocked off Aminu from the board. Feeds Draymond. Draymond, lob, pass deflected, goes over to Lillard. Lillard, ahead now to Aminu. Aminu, three on three. Finds McCollum off the screen. Takes the foul line, jumper up, it's good. Turnover leads to 2 points for Portland.
Yep.
And the Trailblazers lead by 14. Curry accelerates left baseline. Cross-court pass to Iguodala. Downstairs to Klay Thompson. Has Lillard. Wants to go on him. Throws instead to Draymond. Back to Klay. Klay now dribbles. Pass to the wing to Iguodala. Back to Klay. Loads up a three on the left side. It's off the back rim. Draymond with a rebound. Touch pass. Leaning back with one hand. And he got it to Jordan Bell for a layup.
Well, he just anticipated. If I get this rebound, Jordan Bell will get a layup. And he just did it perfectly.
My goodness. Caught the rebound with one hand and threw it in one motion.
He thought the play and made the play.
68-56 Portland. Lillard backs up. That's about a 30-footer wide left. Knocked out of bounds by Aminu. Golden State will get it back.
Only down 12, Tim.
No.
It's very reachable.
Nothing but time. And as we've seen in the last 5 years, this group has the ability to turn it on for whatever reason. In 90-second bursts, will they get 6 or 8 points in a row?
Make the basketball play, though. Don't try to hit home runs.
Klay Thompson to Jordan Bell. One dribble to Curry. Curry off a screen. Takes a three. Got fouled by Leonard. It's good. And Curry's got a chance for a four-point play.
Leonard just simply walked off the court, sat down half court, because he went to sleep, and he was sleeping back in the lane. And all of a sudden, he tried to react, but he was late.
Portland calls a timeout. 9:07 to go in the third. It's Portland 68, Golden State 59. This is playoff basketball on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Here in Portland, it's 68-59. We have 9:07 to go in the third quarter. Tim Roy topside with the Warriors trailing by that 9-point margin, even though they've been down at times in this game by 18 at one point. They were down by 17 in game two. Klay Thompson spent some time growing up here and would end up coming to the Coliseum or to the Motor Center for Blazer games.
Oh, yeah. The best memories. Going to the Rose Garden was so much fun to go to as a kid. I remember I was so lucky. I was able to meet Michael Jordan after a game in 1998. I was really shy at the time. My dad took us back there. I got to meet Michael and Scotty. I seen the footage of it, and that's probably my favorite memory, you know, just because when they came to town, it was like you had to go to that game. And maybe that's kind of the same here, that what we bring when the Warriors come to town.
Curry misses a free throw, a chance for a four-point play.
Yeah, that was the Chicago Bulls' sixth and final championship with Jordan and Pippen.
Lillard splitting traffic down the lane. Teardrop on the right hand, going to the left. It's up and good. Warriors hadn't done a bad job on Lillard and McCollum. They're 7 for 20 from the field.
Well, they've been hurt by primarily Myles Leonard.
Andre Iguodala, Leonard out there. That's his fourth foul a moment ago. Here's Klay Thompson leaning in, doubled, got it to Draymond. Draymond now gets to the paint, finds Iguodala. He's open, takes another three, still can't find the range on three. And Lillard pulls down the defensive rebound.
Yeah, they really could use Iguodala's help today.
Yet to hit a three in the first of three games of the series. Lillard, Warriors show double up top. Portland finds Aminu, three on two. Downstairs, Harkless outside to Myers. Leonard, three ball good.
Well, they've made some great adjustments here on those double teams, Tim, from the guards. They figured it out.
Yep. And Leonard's been the key adjustment in this series. Terry Stott starting a better shooter up top. Draymond Green barrels his way in, goes in, got a foul. Lillard with a foul. That's going to be his second.
Lillard's still leaning over. I don't know whether he jammed his thumb or something.
He might have got a pop to the chops there from Draymond Green. I don't know. It didn't look like there was any contact there.
That's what might have been a little bit of the elbow as he goes up. Yep, yeah, just a bit.
Yep.
Just a bit. Just enough to kind of wake you up.
On your day, they would have called that a kiss. Free throw is good from Draymond Green. Draymond, another big night. 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Well, Andre Iguodala's coming out now, and he's going right back to the locker room. Athletic trainer Drew Yoder will follow him there. And coming in is Alfonso McKinney.
Leonard has 16 points, Tim, in 21 minutes.
On the far wing, Lillard with the ball. Lillard to Leonard. Leonard waits, holds, now gets it back to Damian Lillard. Back to Leonard. Chest pass over to Harkless. Air balls a three, and Klay Thompson gathers it in the backcourt. A throw ahead to Draymond. A screen by Curry. Draymond blasting baseline. Finds a man down the lane. Klay Thompson gets a lay-in. And again, Draymond Green by simply, Jim, getting the ball up the floor.
Well, yes, and also attacking and bringing defenders to him so he can make a play.
73-63, Portland up 10.
He's aggressive.
McCollum, left sideline. Kick out to Leonard. Leonard to Aminu. Aminu straight on, doesn't shoot. Runs into McKinney, gets it to Myers Leonard. He'll fire again for three. In and out, Draymond Green the rebound. Took it away from Harkless. Dribbles up the floor. On McCollum, goes all the way. Hand off in low for Bell. Bell wasn't ready. Back to Draymond, who laid it in.
He went out of bounds, and I believe the Blazers thought he was still out of bounds, but he reestablished, and what a great play between those two bigs.
Jordan Bell with the assist. The Warriors have cut the lead to 8. A wave of anxiety rippling through the Moda Center right now. Lillard, high post to Leonard on the right wing. Leonard turns and faces the bucket. Bell right there. Gives it to McCollum. McCollum back to Leonard. Leonard in the paint. Takes one dribble. Shovels it up on the right hand. Doesn't go. McKinney with the rebound. McKinney gets it to Draymond.
Smart.
Now, McKinney, right sideline. Throws back to Draymond. To Klay Thompson. Thompson and Curry on the left side. Thompson now backs down Lillard. Wants to take him down to his spot. Goes to the baseline, fadeaway, jumper, up and no good. Aminu pulls it down.
It was right there, front of the rim, to the side, and off the backboard.
You'll take that look anytime.
Yep.
Here comes Lillard, top of the key. Step back, pump fake, throws up a bad shot as Klay did not go for it. Draymond rebound, outlet Bell, misses a breakaway dunk. Goes off the rim and goes away. Well, that's a huge play. McCollum, other end, leads in, gets a bailout call from Pat Freer on a foul on Steph Curry.
But you miss two at one end and you get two free throws here. Why don't you just take that in with two hands and dunk it?
Absolutely, it's a playoff. You got to make sure everything counts.
Yep, you've got to either lay it up or make sure the dunk goes in. Yeah, you don't miss two-handed dunks. And by the way, there was no one near him at all. It just kind of slipped out of his hand and went off the fingertips to hit the back of the rim and carry him out.
McCollum slides home a free throw. That foul on Curry, his second. And Steve Curry's going to call a timeout here. Get his group reorganized. 5:35 to go in the third. Good ball game here in game three. Portland 74, Golden State 65. It's the Western Conference Finals on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Now, Steve Kerr knows that one player he doesn't have to worry about in the postseason is Draymond Green.
He's a big game player. He's a huge competitor. You know, I'll never forget his game seven against Cleveland. Even though we lost the game, you know, he hits five threes and like 32 and 17 or something crazy. And Draymond's fearless, and he enjoys the big moments.
Well, right now, Draymond Green, 18.7 assisted, 8 rebounds. Warriors down by 9 with 5:35 to go in the third. They show Terry Porter up on the big screen. Trailblazer guard for a decade.
One of the great ones.
Yep.
Boy, he hit clutch shots. And he just ran the club so extremely well.
And I believe he's coaching here at the University of Portland, coaching his sons there. Yeah. Who are here, I believe, sitting next to him. Free throw by McCollum as we come back. Popped out. Bell the rebound. Same five that left the floor for the Warriors. Curry with the ball. Attacking the basket to our left. Throws to McKinney. McKinney to Klay Thompson. Thompson spacing the floor to midcourt. High post to Draymond. Backdoor cut Klay. Fades and shoots over Collins. Got it. Tough shot by Klay Thompson.
But we're talking about a 7-point deficit, Tim. And that is in the ballpark.
And I think the crowd kind of realizes that as well right now. They're trying to rally the Blazers. Warriors 5-for-11 in this third quarter. McCollum dribbles in. They whistle and a foul on Curry on a reach in. Curry, that's the kind of foul you don't want to commit.
Not at all.
Because now it's his third, Jim.
You have to let him go. You have such a small percentage chance to steal the ball and a big percentage to get a foul. You were beaten on the play. Get your hands out.
Draymond Green has scored or assisted on 9 of the 14 points here in the third quarter for Golden State. Lillard guarded by McKinney on the right sideline on a switch. Throws it up top to Leonard. Far wing McCollum. Dribbles on Curry. Shoots over Draymond. Bank shot good to McCollum. Starting to get his game into high gear. Portland back up by 9. Long lead pass batted away by Leonard. Draymond batted it to Klay Thompson, who misses a 6-footer low left.
Wow, what a play by Draymond. The alertness.
Goodness.
Couldn't capitalize.
That would have been his assist of the year. Ball on the far side. Rodney Hood will fire. That's no good. Bell with a rebound. Gets it over to Draymond Green. Draymond Green crosses midcourt.
When you run with Draymond, see the ball.
Hand off to Klay Thompson. Thompson, right sideline. Shoots over Lillard. It's up and good. Klay gets it right back.
I like that confidence. You could see he wanted that shot.
76 to 69. Klay now with 17. Curry with 18. Draymond with 18. Here comes Lillard and Leonard. That's been very effective for them tonight. Leonard changes direction, drives on Bell, shoots a little floater over him, too strong. Draymond Green's got the rebound. Here come the dumps. Draymond, bounce pass to Bell, down the lane. This time he uses two hands and flushed it down and gets the dunk, and the Warriors are back in business. It's a two-possession game, 76-71.
Makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Put two hands on that ball.
It was almost like there was some sort of communication, one duck to another, instinctual.
There you go.
McCollum with a dribble handoff to Hood. Hood gets it up top to Collins. Collins high post to Leonard. Leonard will turn at the right elbow. Handoff to McCollum. Turns the corner. Gets baseline. Shoots over Draymond. No good. There's Draymond tipping it. Curry grabs it. Steph Curry on the go. Steph Curry dribbles in. Got fouled by Hood. Throws it up. Gets fouled by Collins on the second try.
He makes both these. It's a three-point game, Tim.
How did Rodney Hood get away with the foul on the outside? I mean, that was... When Curry came down, Hood,
yeah,
he
manhandled
grabbed him.
But you know what? Of course, they'd have been over the limit anyway, so they'd have been in the penalty, I believe.
Either way, I quibble. Yeah. I quibble.
He's got two free throws coming.
I'll stop quibbling. Curry at the free throw line. Out of the way, it's good. Looney comes in, Livingston in, Thompson and Bell to sit down.
I thought Bell played well. He did miss the dunk. But nonetheless, he did a lot of good things.
So Stephen Curry, who's been so clutch in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. He's 3 of 4 so far tonight. If he makes this, he has 20 points. He does. And as Jim pointed out, more importantly, it's down to a one-possession game, 76-73. Another good playoff game between these two clubs. Warriors have won the last 8 playoff games against the Blazers. Hood doubled up top, fires a pass to Cantor. Good catch. Cross-court skip to Seth Curry. On the go. Stops and throws it out to Lillard. Lillard with 4 on the clock. Drives on McKinney. Pass inside. Cantor stops. Goes up. Blocked away by Looney. Knocked away. It's got to be a shot clock. No, they say it hit the rim. So it reset. Seth Curry to Collins. Back to Seth Curry. Off a screen. Bounce pass. Just stolen away by Draymond. Throw ahead to Steph. Steph changes direction. Stops and travels. His brother kind of undercut him, and Seth wasn't ready for that.
Draymond made the steal of the game on that play. I can't even explain how good that was to get the ball back.
I swear his force of will is top 10 all-time NBA. Illegal screen by Collins as he moved on Steph Curry, apparently, and a turnover and a foul on Portland.
I'll tell you why they called that, Tim, because they missed it on the previous play. There was an illegal screen. They know it, but they didn't blow the whistle in time. They let it go. This time they did.
Collins has had problems with fouls in this series. He's got 4 now. The driveway matchup reemerges here. Seth Curry barking at Draymond Green for a screen. Steph Curry, his older brother, runs him through a Looney screen, takes a 3 on the way, it's up and no good, tipped out by McKinney. Curry has it down the lane, handoff McKinney, one dribble goes up right side and scores. 2 Warriors on the deck, but it's a 1-point game.
McKinney did a great job to find an angle there among the trees.
Warrior defense been stifling in this third. Lillard goes in, goes up over Draymond, missed it. McKinney falling out of bounds, saves the ball to Livingston. Hand off to Draymond. Draymond 2-on-4. Late arriving Looney goes in and scores with a right hand, and the Warriors take the lead. 18-5 run. Golden State 77, Portland 76, and Terry Stotts wants time. Minute 54 to go in the third. On the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Final 1:54 in the third. Golden State has their first lead of the night. Lillard to Turner.
They're shooting 25% in this quarter, are the Blazers.
Turner dribbles in, meets Draymond, shoots over him, 14-footer, good. Portland right back on top. So that lead lasted a total of about 19 seconds for Golden State. Final 90 of the third. Steph on Seth. Throws to the wing. Livingston up top to Draymond. Draymond back to Livingston. The cutter is Steph Curry. Uses the inside hand. Ball knocked away. Deflected by Collins. And Seth Curry has it. To Turner. Turner on the go. Leaves it for Seth Curry. Met by McKinney. Seth Curry almost threw it out of bounds, but Rodney Hood stepped up to save the day for Portland.
If Livingston had been alert, he had a steal.
Hood stops, waits, feeds Turner. Turner on Draymond. Shot clock at 7. Turner goes to work, to the box, to the paint. Backs in Draymond. Goes up, block, whistle, and a foul.
What is Draymond supposed to do?
I don't know.
He had good position. I don't think he reached in with his right arm.
And Turner just put his right shoulder into him. And
that's what I'm saying.
And flailed up.
There's no way that should be a foul on Draymond. I mean, yes, he's aggressive, but that time he laid off, and all the contact was initiated by Evan Turner.
So Turner at the line. Draymond Green now 18, 10, and 10. Turner missed the second, and Draymond with a rebound. His 7th career triple-double in the playoffs, 3rd this postseason, 1 in each round. Looney downstairs to Draymond. Steph Curry off a screen, open 3, buried it!
He didn't like missing that layup a moment ago, that little reverse. And now the Warriors have 1-point lead again.
39 seconds to go in the corner. Turner working on Draymond, 1-on-1. Throws a bad pass, deflected. Draymond steals it off the deflection. Steph Curry steps around. Lillard has Hood to beat. Takes the bump, shoots on the way. Banked it, almost got it to go. He's going to go to the line for 2. Wow. Just wow. There's something, Jim, and I never believed it because the Warriors weren't very good for the longest time. You and I have been calling Warrior games. But I truly believe now that there's something that goes through a team as an intangible after they've won a title.
Yes.
There's a belief there that it wasn't there before.
It takes you to another level. And I'll tell you what, Draymond's coming out. Bell coming back in. That'll be a little bit of a rest here to get him ready for the fourth quarter. Draymond Green, what he does, and I love sitting up here. It's incredible the way his intensity and what the plays that he makes. You know what he makes me wish? I wish I were 28 and just could play with him a couple of games. What a joy to be able to go on the court with him.
Steph Curry hits both free throws, final 20 seconds. The question is, would he want to play with you? Lillard with the ball on
Absolutely.
Top of the logo.
Because I would run.
Lillard, the turner, downstairs, open counts, blocked by Bell, knocked it away. 10 seconds to go in the corner. Steph Curry comes across, a play by Jordan Bell. Steph now with 5 seconds. Turn around the switch, guarding Steph behind the back of the dribble. They double him. He throws it to Bell. Bell with a jumper. It's on the way. It's up and no good. Good defensive adjustment by Portland there deep in the clock to get the ball out of Steph's hands. 82-79. The Warriors have a lead to start the fourth quarter. Can Golden State close this one out and grab this series with two hands to go up 3-0? Stay tuned. Fourth quarter upcoming on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Time for the game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Warriors leading 82-79. At the end of three, Draymond Green has been outstanding. He's a plus 11. He scored or assisted on 17 of the Warriors' 29 points in that. Oh, no, he scored and assisted. I'm not sure what that means. But he has a 29-13 quarter for the Warriors. 18 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists for Draymond Green. 25 for Steph Curry, 17 for Klay Thompson. Portland paced by 17 from C.J. McCollum and 16 from Myers Leonard.
Yeah, the Warriors got 29 points, and I think it meant that Draymond scored or assisted on 17 of those 29 points in that quarter. And it was just unbelievable. By the way, the Blazers, 13-point quarter, Tim. 5 of 18 shooting, 1 of 8 from 3. The defense has come to the front.
Inside the fourth quarter, Portland with the ball. They're going left to right. Jarebko, Looney, Livingston, Bell, and Thompson. McCollum, Seth Curry, Hood, Collins, and Turner. Turner with the handle. Right side to Seth Curry. Dribbles, fades, and fires over a double team. Nothing there. Jarebko defensive rebound. Golden State, this is their largest lead of the game right now. 3 points. Cook to the front court to Jarebko. To Looney, to Livingston on the left side. Other than Klay Thompson, who will score for this group? Klay Thompson backs up, left-hand dribble to the foul line. Throws the baseline to Livingston. Back to Klay. Back to Sean, and Klay was out of bounds. Turnover with 32 seconds gone by in the quarter.
Tim, when this group was on the floor in the second quarter, it was pretty sparse to score out there. It was a dry spell, baby.
And that's where Portland built their lead.
Yeah. I do not want Steve Kerr to stay with this lineup long if it's not working.
Hood to McCollum on the right wing. Livingston defending. McCollum leans in, trying to get separation. Out to Collins it goes for three. It's good, and we're tied at 82. Collins and Leonard providing some spacing in the Portland offense tonight. Thompson with the ball on the logo to Jarebko. Jarebko pressured by Turner. Jarebko doesn't want to put it on the deck. Feeds Cook, who dribbles into a double team. Back to Jarebko. Jarebko wants to facilitate. Hands off to Klay Thompson. Clock at three.
Nothing
with,
going.
With two. With one. Klay stops and fires. It's up off the glass, and he kissed it in. Off the window. Golden State 84, Portland 82.
It hit the glass at precisely the same time when the light came on.
Thompson with 19. Here's McCollum. Dribble drive. Cradles the ball inside. Ball knocked away by Jarebko off the miss. Cook will take it to the front court. Weaving in transition, gets a drag screen, gets to the top of the key, down the lane, all the way in, ball deflected, Looney grabbed it, spins it outside, right wing to Thompson, back to Looney. Looney dribbles up to Jarebko. Jarebko doesn't shoot to Cook. Two-man game up top. Cook down, guarded by McCollum, goes to Klay Thompson. Thompson down the lane, ball knocked away by McCollum. McCollum with Cook back. McCollum going all the way, it goes, got fouled by Cook. McCollum falling down. Cook will help him up. Time for our Twitter question, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Get your game time grub delivered at mountainmikespizza.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at WarriorsVox, WarriorsVox, or send me an email at TimRoye, TimRoye, at Warriors.com. You can hit Jim up at UOGrad66. So the question tonight, Draymond Green, he's talked about his defense. Where do you put Draymond in terms of the all-time defenders in the NBA? That's our question tonight in the fourth quarter.
And he's not finished yet.
Not finished. A long way from being finished.
First free throw is missed uncharacteristically by McCollum. And I don't think Steve Kerr will stay with this lineup long. He may have to play 38, 40 minutes for Curry and Draymond tonight.
Second free throw, no good. Klay Thompson with the rebound.
He missed both.
Wow, CJ McCollum missing them both. 84-82 Warriors. Jarebko left sideline. Pressured by Turner. On the bounce to Livingston. Livingston with Hood on him. With the dribble. Hand off Klay Thompson. Thompson takes Turner baseline. Shoots a fadeaway. It's up and hit the side of the board. Collins with a block off. Somebody else has to get involved here, Jim.
Yeah, but Klay keeps coming to get the ball because he doesn't trust them to go one-on-one and score.
Now we whistle with a foul. It's on Livingston for a hold. On a pick and roll, he grabbed Collins, and that's a foul.
Kerr is trying to gain minutes here and manage the score and the time. They know what Jarebko does. He's a catch-and-shoot player. They're closing on him at the three-point line quickly. And he's not going to beat him off the dribble.
Seth Curry to McCollum. Splits traffic. Ball knocked away by Klay. On the deck, McCollum goes for it. His pass batted out of bounds by Looney. Good hustle by C.J. McCollum. And that gives Portland 7 seconds on the shot clock here. Klay Thompson tried to get down there first, but McCollum just beat him to it.
Well, 7 seconds, that'd be plenty of time for D'Antoni. 7 seconds or less.
That's right. Damian Lillard comes back in. Famous book about the Phoenix Suns. Here is McCollum, steps out, and there's a foul on Looney.
When you're one-on-one against McCollum, Lillard, any guard, and you're bigger, you cannot guard them as closely as you would a big. You've got to give them about 2 more feet out there.
It's a third team foul on Golden State. Portland had a lot of free throws in the first quarter. Could be a lot here in the fourth. Lillard goes dribble drive to the rim. Goes up, blocked away by Looney. Jarebko's got it to Cook. It's a 5-on-4 as Lillard went down. Cook dribbling up top. You don't get any advantage out of it.
They had a 5-on-4. You need to get a shot there.
Cook now backing up Collins. Head fake, dribble drive. Nice move. Left hand off glass. It's good.
He made up for it, Tim, in a big way.
What a beautiful move.
Well, they know he can shoot, so he got a man up in the air on his toes.
He's got 4 points. Lillard cradles, goes to the other side, missed a left-hand layup. Jarebko again with a rebound.
Push it.
Cook will take it down the right side to the hash mark. Almost lost the handle. Bounce pass to Looney. Looney is fouled by Lillard on a reach-in. That'll be the first team foul on Portland in the quarter.
If he hadn't been fouled, he was going to get the ball back to Quinn Cook for a look at a three. Smart play. I don't mean the foul was a smart play. Smart play by Cook not to follow the ball but go away from it.
15 on the shot clock for the Warriors. Looney hands off to Cook. Cook splits, goes to the baseline, fires away, shoots and scores over Myers Leonard. Back-to-back buckets by Quinn Cook. The Warriors have their largest lead of 88-82, and Portland wants time.
That's what you're looking for people coming off the bench.
8:35 to go in the game. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Now, Golden State has had so many competitive, great games in this playoff run. All those games against Houston decided by 6 points or less, and now after game two, this one coming down the wire as well. 88-82, Warriors lead by 6, 8:35 to go. On our Twitter question, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza, Kathy checks in, listening to us while packing for the Indy 500. A little jealous there, gotta admit. A little jealous about that one. And Christine checks in, says Maggie the Warrior dog, and put Draymond Green on top of the defensive charts because of hustle. Seth Curry with the ball for Portland. Crowd trying to rally. Steve Kerr staying with his group right now. Myers Leonard to Lillard. Lillard met by Jarebko at the logo. Jarebko trying to shade him right. Ball goes to Myers Leonard. Back to Lillard. Shot clock at 5. Lillard straightens up. Jumper on the way. It's up and no good. Klay Thompson with the rebound. Jim, this is reminiscent of the Houston series because they're forcing Portland into a lot of late shot clock situations.
Correct.
Cook on the right wing. Bounce pass to Looney. Looney waits and finds Livingston to Jarebko. Jarebko, hand off Klay Thompson. He'll wheel down the lane, leaves his feet, pass to Looney. Baseline, back to Klay. It's in the corner. It's a three. It's no good. Collins with a rebound.
Oh, that would have been big.
I wouldn't have minded if Looney would have taken that. Just a little jumper. Lillard doubled. Finds Collins. Out to Leonard. Leonard fires for three. Won't get it. Looney with the rebound. Collins goes down. Looney got away with a shove.
Five
Cooked
on
to Looney.
Four. Five
Looney
on four.
To the corner. Jarebko pump fake. Steps in for a two. It's up and good. Jarebko with a bucket.
I like the decision there. Five on four. You got to take advantage. Jarebko then can get open.
All right. Looney got away with one there.
He sure did.
He sent Collins flying out of bounds. Leonard hand off McCollum to the rim. Easy layup. Warriors give up a bucket. They lead 90-84. Steve Kerr will call timeout. He wants to get Draymond Green and Steph Curry back in the game with 7:09 to go. We'll take another break on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. The Golden State expanded their lead with a five of Klay Thompson, Quinn Cook, Jonas Jerebko, Kevon Looney, and Sean Livingston. They're up 90-84, 7:09 to go in game three. A win tonight for Golden State, and they have a stranglehold of 3-0 in this Western Conference Finals. They've done a great job on Damian Lillard. He has one field goal here in the second half. And so far in this series, he's made 13 shots, and the Warriors have forced him into 14 turnovers.
That is utterly remarkable. Well, they're going for it here.
Yep.
7:09. Curry back in. Draymond back in. You got McKinney with Thompson and Bell.
Well, Portland has not been to a Western Conference final since that great Trailblazer team in 2000. A team that probably should have won an NBA championship. Klay Thompson down the near wing.
I have to figure Iguodala's not available to be in there, by the way.
He's not in. McKinney is out there. Steph Curry between the circles. Looking right. Waiting. Lob to Bell. Bell guarded by Leonard. Shot clock at four. Gotta go. Bad pass deflected. Draymond gets it with 1 second. Heaves up from half court. It's an air ball and a shot clock violation. And that's not good coming out of a timeout.
Not at all. In fact, it mystifies me. With the group that's on the floor. I'm not sure that would have happened with Andre there.
Lillard with the ball to the far side. Throws to Seth Curry middle. Guarded by his older brother. Waiting. Pass to Lillard. Top of the key, three on the way. It's up and no good. Bell defensive rebound. It's a foul. It's on Golden State. Zach Zarba calls it on Jordan Bell. And the loose ball foul. It'll be the fourth team foul on Golden State. Portland with only one foul in the first 5:30.
And that could play
of the fourth quarter.
That could play into the final score.
Absolutely.
With this much time left, 6.5.
Ball thrown in. Myers Leonard gets it to McCollum. McCollum has Bell. McKinney falls down. McCollum goes up and Bell bites for the pump fake, and McCollum will work himself to the free throw line. Not only that, Jim, but
yes,
he's also now put the Warriors in the penalty for the rest of the
Absolutely. Yeah, with 6:21 to go. Again, it's amazing. The guys that can jump, like Damian Jones, like Jordan Bell, why can't they discipline themselves to stay on the floor and go up when the opponent, the shooter, goes up? That's all you think about. You go, he does a little pump fake, you go up, but you flex your knees, and then when he goes up, you go up. It's a discipline.
There's McCollum. He'll get three shots on this.
Remember, he missed his last two. I don't see him missing here.
Nope, rolls down that one. C.J. McCollum coming off a 17-point night in game two. 7 of 19 from the field. He was 2 of 3 from the line there. He's already now 7 of 10, making 7 of 11. The second free throw was short. The adjustment at the beginning of the game paid dividends for Portland. Myers Leonard got the start, and it really changed the way the Warriors have been able to defend the guards a little bit. But Golden State has made adjustments as the night has come on, and of course they have Draymond Green. Oh. Next free throw, no good. McKinney had the ball ripped away on the rebound. Loose ball, Seth Curry. No look to McCollum for a three. Misses the basket. Draymond Green with the rebound. Loops a pass. It's run down by Steph Curry on the far sideline.
Boy, they dodged one there.
Steph pick and roll with Draymond. Makes penetration all the way in. Left-hand layup, that's good. It's 92-85 Warriors.
That cannot be a good sign for Terry Stotts to leave the basket that wide open.
Turner, blasting right side, runs into Klay Thompson. Stripped by Draymond, knocked away. Draymond Green with a steal. Draymond, front court to Curry. Steph waiting, guarded by Leonard.
Clear out, let
Tells
it go.
Bell, get out of here. I'm going to go to work. Steph Curry comes left baseline, throws a bad pass. Bell with a coverage to Klay Thompson. Over to the corner to McKinney. He's open. He'll fire for three and buried it. Three ball, right corner pocket for McKinney at Golden State. They were down by 18 in this game, and they lead by 10.
What a clutch shot from McKinney, who did not make a three in the Houston series.
5:20 left. Lillard, bounce pass Turner, back to Lillard, met by Klay Thompson. Dribbles down the lane, throws a pass out to Myers Leonard. Pump fake, puts it on the deck to the box. Backs in, jump hook up and no good, tipped up and in. There's Turner.
Well, the Warriors fell down. They couldn't rebound underneath the board there.
95-87, Steph Curry to walk it up. Crossing the logo on his little brother. Takes it right side, takes a three, quick release. Splash! Splash!
He's got six threes tonight. He's got 30.
98-87 Warriors. Lillard at midcourt, guarded by Klay Thompson. Lillard stops, stutter steps, bounce pass. Turner goes up inside, using his body to protect the ball, and scored it over Draymond. Steph Curry with 15 threes in the last two games. Gets a screen, dribble drive, stops, puts on the brakes, and scores low right.
He just tricked him. He just fooled him. He knows how to turn around a big man into circles.
They are stunned here at the MoMA Center. A timeout for Portland with 4:18 left. Golden State 100, Portland 89. This is playoff basketball on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, right now, Stephen Curry has 32 points. He has 105 in the first three games of the series. Second time in his career, he scored 30 or more points in four straight playoff games, tying the longest streak of his career. And people say he doesn't show up in the postseason. Lillard turns and fires. It's a three right side. That's good. Damian Lillard, only his second bucket of the second half. And it makes it 192. Still plenty of time left in this game. 4 minutes to go in game three. Warriors leading the best of seven, 2-0. Curry takes a three from about 25. No good. Run down by McCollum. McCollum full head of steam. Throws to Lillard. Same spot, same shot, different result. No good. And a loose ball foul. It's over the back. McCollum knocked down Curry trying to get the rebound, and that's a foul. And that'll be the second team foul on Portland. By the way, Curry now, it's his 36th postseason game of 30 or more, Jim. In the previous 35, he was 31 and 4. Actually, no, previous 36, he was 32 and 4. And this will be his 37th. Curry to walk it up on the far wing.
See if they can close this out.
Gets a screen by Draymond. Turner meets him on the other side. Bounce pass to Klay Thompson. Downstairs to Draymond. Seth Curry guarding him. Draymond, pass to Steph Curry. Bounce pass to Looney. Goes the other side. Reaches up with the right hand and lays the ball in.
Draymond and Curry are making these incredible plays that make it easy to score.
102-92 Warriors. Three ball by McCollum. Bounces in and out. Lillard hit the deck. Steph Curry with a dribble. Takes it to midcourt. On the go. Weaving to the right side. Brings it back out with 3:10 remaining. Guarded by Seth Curry. Calls up Looney. Steph Curry dribbles in. Goes up and scores with a right hand. The defense always expecting the high screen to roll, and he changed the plan. He has scored or assisted on the last 14 points for Golden State. And they lead by 12. Lillard forces up a three, banked it in.
Well, that helped him. He didn't call it.
And he wanted to get a foul call on Klay Thompson. None coming.
That's a big hoop for them.
Steph Curry behind the back on a pick and roll. Looped the pass to McKinney. Baseline, hands it back to Steph on the near sideline. Shot clock at 8. Now stumbling with Turner. Step back three, left corner, doesn't get it. McKinney with the offensive rebound. Brings it back outside to Draymond. He'll drive on Seth Curry. A whistle and a foul. It's a blocking foul. It's a very tough place to try to take a charge.
Yeah, no chance on a charge there.
You're not going to, even if you're in great position, that's a hard call to get.
And he went laterally instead of back toward the basket.
That's a third team foul on Portland, 14 on the clock for the Warriors. They lead 104-95 with 2:20 to go. What a game. Draymond Green, bounce pass, Looney wide open, fumbled it, goes up and dunked it.
How open was he? He almost got a 3-second violation.
Yeah, exactly. flipping over the back was Harkless. He almost got a foul as well. McCollum finds Turner at the foul line. Outside, Seth Curry for three. That's a back rim miss. There's McKinney again. He's filling in so well for Andre Iguodala here.
They won't be in a hurry.
Minute 50 to go. Warriors lead by 11, 106-95. Down 17 in game two, came back and won. And tonight, down 18, it's been a 29-point swing. Steph Curry, picked by Looney. Steph, Poe goes on Turner, lost the ball. Turner picked it up on the break. Turner goes all the way in, goes up. Blocked by Klay Thompson. Klay didn't give up on the play. He swatted the ball away. Here comes Steph Curry to the front court. Steph waiting outside now with a minute 20 to go. Shot clock down to 10. Hand off Draymond. Splits traffic. Lost the ball. Throws it back outside. Steph Curry from about 30. Misses the bucket there. Getting a little too ambitious there.
Well, I thought Draymond Green walked on the play anyway.
Yeah.
But there was no whistle. He got away with it. And managed to use a little more time.
I guess the only thing they could rule there is maybe he didn't have possession. Well, no, he did travel. There's no question about that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I saw the replay. Here comes Lillard blasting his way in. Klay Thompson with a block, and there's a whistle and a foul.
That previous block by Klay Thompson.
My goodness.
Evan Turner did not see Klay Thompson coming. He was worried about Curry. Curry gave up on the play and said, go ahead, lay it in. And from the blind side came Thompson. And that was a huge, huge play.
Klay Thompson is one of the most underrated players, if not the most underrated in the association.
Turner just simply never saw him. That was Turner, was it not?
Yep. Because Curry had lost the ball midcourt. Turner picked it up. Free throw by Lillard is good. 10-point lead with a minute six to go.
Well, they've got to stop the Warriors here, and they've got to score every time they catch the ball, and I'm not sure there's enough time to do so for the Blazers.
We wonder how much did that Denver series take out of Portland?
10-point lead.
Lillard missed the second free throw. Draymond Green rebound, goes down the lane, got fouled hard by Harkless, and Draymond will go to the free throw line.
And that will send a lot of patrons to the exits. Under a minute to play.
Grabbing their hats and coats and heading out to, we hear it's going to be scattered showers on the Oregon night.
It's already a four-possession game now.
Yep, free throw good by Draymond, 107-96. An incredible game for Golden State. And the third quarter, the second half again. I mentioned the Warriors' net efficiency with Curry and Thompson on the floor is off the charts in this series.
And down by 18 to come back?
After being down by 17 in game two. 108-96 after Draymond hit two. Ball on the far wing, McCollum. Separation three, knocked it down the left side. McCollum with the bucket. Warriors up nine with 44 seconds to go.
Don't get sloppy against your brother.
A 24-second shot clock violation is not the worst thing that can happen here. Steph Curry on the far side, right where it says Moda Center, almost dribbled it off his leg. Gets it back between the legs. Now a foul. Steph Curry fouled him. And, Jim, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. If you're going to foul early. Time is not your friend.
Well, he thought he might get a steal. And I think he was going for a steal there. And he picked him, pretty clean in the Warriors game two at home. And I thought he thought he was going to pick him again. But he didn't move his feet. He just reached. Yeah.
To me, you might want to trap there, try to get the ball in Curry's hands and get to somebody like Looney or McKinney and foul them.
That's all you can do. Yeah. You're not going to go up and foul him early.
Right.
You're going to give two away anyway.
Well, Curry hits the first. He gets another one and the lead back to 11. 110-99. 28.7 left in game three. Damian Lillard, who's had such a great career, great season. Over to McCollum with the three. No good. McKinney's got the rebound. Warriors don't have to shoot now. Draymond Green will throw it ahead to Klay Thompson. He's going to hold it. The Blazers won't foul. Another incredible comeback playoff win for the Dubs. High fives at midcourt. They let the ball roll on the floor. Horn sounds. Ball game's over.
Tim, there are a few boos, but I don't think it's generated at their home team, the Blazers. I think it's generated at the Warriors. I somehow sense that.
Final score will be 110-99.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.